You have been an oil man for 50 years, and now you're espousing a plan that would reduce U.S. oil imports by 38%. Now, I know your plan, and I know it's come to us how you would achieve this.
Okay. Let's hit the problem first. We are exporting $700 billion a year for the purchase of foreign oil. That's what I'm after. I've got to reduce that, or we're going to break the country. Okay, the way I propose to do it is that we have a unbelievable wind corridor from West Texas to Canada. It's partially being developed now, but it should be developed faster than it is. And Congress can help us do that by giving us corridors east and west out of the wind corridor to the east and west coast. Now, I'm doing a 4,000 megawatt wind farm, which will be the biggest wind farm in the world. But what I want to do is to do 200,000 megawatts of wind in the wind corridor. That would then release the natural gas that's doing the power generation in the overall power generation pie, which is 50% coal, 20% nuke, 22% natural gas. Okay, if I can get the wind replace the natural gas, then the natural gas will, I can put it in transportation fuel, and there are 8 million vehicles in the world today that are on natural gas. And you could put it right in the transportation fuel and reduce our imports by 38%. And that would reduce the $700 billion by $300 billion.
So you would take... You'd take the electricity that's generated by natural gas, replace that with wind, and then take that extra natural gas you've got and use that as automobile fuel or transport fuel. How are we going to get that done? That's an infrastructure change alone, getting cars and trucks to run off of natural gas in America.
Well, you've got GM that builds 19 natural gas vehicles, but all of them outside the United States. So it'd be very easy for the car manufacturers to give you the vehicles. Then you put in the stations, which would be Aubrey McClendon with Chesapeake had a great idea for that, is to do 25,000 stations for $400,000 a piece. That would be an island within a station that was already in existence, which would be a $10 billion deal, which is peanuts compared to the $700 billion that you're paying for foreign oil. Second, you'd need a production tax credit for the windmills, and you'd need it for 10 years, and that would be $15 billion a year. So all of that's cheap. What you need, Allie, is leadership. You need somebody that understands a plan, that somebody has stepped forth and has the position to do so, like the President of the United States.
And you are saying this needs to be treated like a war, or at least a national emergency. You want the new administration, whoever's there, to implement some sort of plan within the first 100 days. Is anybody biting?
From where?
From the candidates, from the two campaigns.
I haven't heard anything from them, but I sent word that I didn't want to talk to either one of them until I had launched my plan. And then I'll be more than happy to sit down with both of them at the same time, and let's talk about it, because you're going to sit down and talk about something like war. It has nothing to do with politics. And I would like for them to look at my plan and then, question me on the plan, see if I know what I'm talking about. I'll be glad to do that.
Now, you're a lifelong Republican, but there's nothing in John McCain's energy plan that goes anywhere close to where you want to go. Are you going to make a special attempt to get him to listen?
I'm not going to. The only way I'll talk to him is if I talk to him together, or wait till one of them is president. I'll be glad to talk to him. But
Boone Pickens,
I'm not going to show any preference in this campaign.
You'll work with whoever wants to take you up on your plan.